Hey, Peter Navarro here with the Taking Back Trump's America podcast and Substack. A little bonus edition for you here. I'm talking with Steve Bannon on the War Room.
Peter, I know you're here for Black Friday, but I got it. You were one of the architects with President Trump of this policy, and you're very specific about if we allow this to happen, you're going to destroy wages of the working class people in this country, particularly Hispanics and African Americans. You're going to destroy the school system. You're going to destroy their education. These people are barely making it right now, right? What we can't do is flood the zone with more untrained, uneducated, low-skill labor that people can exploit. Dr. Peter Navarro.
Yeah, Steve, it's happening right before our eyes. The Biden government statisticians are telling us that it is so. We're seeing American workers being laid off by the hundreds of thousands and illegal aliens getting employed by the hundreds of thousands. And guess what? The net is towards the illegals. I mean, it's like over 2 million have come over just in the last year, and they're primarily skewed male and blue collar, low wage workers. I mean, it's carnage. And this whole pressure, Steve, downward pressure on wages is treating us to this phenomenon in Bidenomics. It's like the worst possible thing. This guy was supposed to be a Democrat supporting low income, blue collar people. Yeah. He's killing them. He's literally killing them, and he's figuratively killing them economically with this wave of illegals. So here it is. I got my stagflation picture behind us. That's where we're at.
Yeah, 1970s. I'm gonna get to that in a minute. But Powell told us this. The whole Fed and the Treasury Department, they said the problem we have here is wages. That's the problem with inflation. It's not our massive spending.
Go figure.
The problem we have is wages. The problem we have is wages. And here's how we're going to do it. They said it up front. We need more immigrant labor. Mm-hmm. Here they're doing, and this is what they intend to do in New York City. And this is why the elites today have been up. That's fine, because you're going to make my nanny cheaper and the grass cutter cheaper and all the people who provide the services, the serfs that run around, all the debt slaves that run around. And now it's blowing up on them. They planned on doing this. This is not a bug of the system. This is a feature of the system. And you're finally seeing people step up. Peter, just hang on for 1 second. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, look, it's a pincer type movement, right? On the one hand, you've got all these illegals coming in, pressing down wages. On the other hand, you've got this equation. It's like guys with a slide rule going, saying, okay, the Fed's got to raise interest rates by this much to create this much unemployment to put this much downward pressure on wages. So it's like, the workers are bearing the entire burden of Bidenomics, okay? And that will not stand, sir.
Peter Navarro, a mini Black Friday yesterday. Tell me what's going on. Because Paul Krugman, Peter, is telling me you're wrong. And he's got a Nobel Prize, and you haven't gotten yours yet. He's telling you you're wrong, that the economy's never been better, and that Peter Navarro is just a Cassandra. Your thoughts, sir?
Paul Krugman is the same guy that when Donald Trump was running for election in 2016 said that Trump would destroy the economy and the stock market. And of course, we had the best stock market for a very long time and a rip-roaring economy that beat all expectations. Krugman was a clown. He's a New York Times pimp, and I don't have any respect for him any more than I do with guys like Larry Summers. Here's the thing. In my Substack, peternavarro.substack.com, I do this now weekly economy and market wrap, and you and I often talk about it on Fridays. And so I've had a bearish posture for a very long time, but for the last 4 out of 5 weeks, we've seen the markets go down. And what happened this week was really instructive. It's like for 4 days, it looked like you're back to bullish land. And I'm looking at it, and yeah, all the news is bad, Steve. I mean, inflation is locking in, this, that, and the other thing. And then on Friday, it hit the fan. Big bounce down. The S&P, I think it's 4 out of 5 weeks now in a row, has gone down, lost over 1%, as did the NASDAQ. The catalyst, interestingly enough, may well have been the announcement of the UAW strike against the auto workers. And it's apropos of what you and I talk about all the time. The biggest issue in that whole strike is reinstitution of a cost of living adjustment, Steve, which the UAW lost in 2007 and didn't really need because inflation was so moderate for so long. But you know, we're supposed to be like deplorables, breathe through our mouth. We're too stupid enough to understand economics. But every single one of those UAW workers understands that if they get 36% wage hike over the next 4 years and inflation's up 40%, guess what? They've lost money yet again. Their real wages are down. And what the strike means, Steve, is that what's happening is the wage price spiral is institutionalizing now into the economy like we had here in the 70s. I'm pointing to that picture. And it's not a pretty picture, Steve. So buckle up, baby. We may well get that October correction that everybody fears.
I want everybody to go to your weekly report's amazing. Where do they go to Substack to get it, and where do they go follow you on social media?
PeterNavarro.substack.com, PeterNavarro.substack.com. I've also got a column in there, Steve, about how 4 years ago, literally, things you don't know about Peter Navarro, I literally solved the last auto strike from my perch in the White House on behalf of Donald Trump. He told me to go in and get going and after 30 days of chaos. And we did it in 48 hours, Steve, but we couldn't do it again. PeterNavarro.substack.com. Admiral, you're doing a hell of a job as always, brother.
You also had Trump's back in solving the border problem, brother, for the American people. Indeed.
He's written for the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, and now he's writing for you at PeterNavarro.substack.com. Get the latest updates related to the Chinese Communist Party's invasion of America. Read Peter Navarro's weekly market recap to protect your wealth. Get the inside scoop on all the things related to Trump 2024. All this information can be found at PeterNavarro.substack.com. Discover both the blueprint and the battle cry for taking back Trump's America. Subscribe today at PeterNavarro.substack.com.
Look around and tell me what you see. Every day, more people in the street. Said I used to work in a factory. Right now, I don't work for anything. To feed, not much, 'cause we've got simple needs. Too bad they sent our jobs away. As the CEOs get richer, and our jobs all move offshore. Go to the store and spend our money. Send all the dollars overseas. This ain't the land of milk and honey. This is the land of trading. College degree. He dreamed of running a factory. Now he's back home, living with mom again. 'Cause there's no bright future. future for a working man like him. Oh, go to the store and spend our money. Send our dollars overseas. And this ain't the land of milk and honey. This is the land of trade and greed. We go to the store and spend our money.
He's written for the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, and now he's writing for you at peternavarro.substack.com. Get the latest updates related to the Chinese Communist Party's invasion of America. Read Peter Navarro's weekly market recap to protect your wealth. Get the inside scoop on all the things related to Trump 2024. All this information can be found at peternavarro.substack.com. Discover both the blueprint and the battle cry for taking back Trump's America. Subscribe today at peternavarro.substack.com.
Mike Lindell is the armor-piercing shell. He's always trying to get better. He's got this new thing called MyPillow 2.0. It's a dramatic technological innovation in the basic pillow. And it's selling like hotcakes. And if I can help him do that so he can pay American workers and pay his legal bills, I'm more than happy to do that. And that's why it's great having him as a sponsor of this show, and I urge everybody out there, go to mypillow.com, promo code Navarro, mypillow.com, promo code Navarro for all the great discounts, and check out and support Mike Lindell. Just delighted to have learned about Sherwood TV and to have them as a sponsor. One of the worst things about the Biden-Fauci regime has been this forced vaccination policy, plus the elimination of hydroxychloroquine as a possible treatment for the Chinese Communist Party virus. Check out Sherwood.tv. That's Dr. Sherwood. You don't have to worry about any vaccination pressures. Find out how Dr. Sherwood might help with your health needs in these very difficult times. So go to Sherwood.tv. That's Sherwood.tv. I've spent years as a macroeconomic forecaster, and there's a really strong relationship between inflation and using gold as a hedge. And gold can be a really important part of your portfolio. It's not for day traders. It's not something you get in and get out of. But if you want it as part of the anchor of your portfolio, go to bh-pm.com, Beverly Hills Precious Metal. They will help out in terms of your needs. It's a big choice you have to make. Do your homework. But if you want gold, bh-pm.com. It's a great place to go. I'd love to stay in touch with you. Go to peternavarro.com. That's peternavarro.com. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll have a chance to get a free autographed copy of my book and a chance to meet me at General Flynn's Reawaken America Tour. That's peternavarro.com. We'll see you in virtual space.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action from my people.
everybody. It's an honor to be with you.